This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Bath, Michigan. We are going to be out in, a local gun shop tonight. And with that said, we are also going to be out there with Sheriff David Clark and getting the message out to the people in the state of Michigan, the severity of what's taking place in this country, not to suggest that they don't know. But we are going to be out at that of the Huron Valley Guns, and that will be in Grand River, New Hudson, Michigan. Again, Huron Valley Guns, 56477 Grand River Avenue, New Hudson, Michigan. This will start at 5 o'clock, so about the time I'm done here on Eastern Time, I'm shooting directly over there to be with Sheriff David Clark. So I'm looking forward to it. Folks, we did an event on Thursday. We did one on Friday. We did one this morning. I'm doing my article and my radio show today for 2 hours, and then I will be back over in that of New Hudson, Michigan, in just about an hour here. So we're doing a lot, friends, because we understand that we can win the day. Now, what I've been talking about, and again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. See a lot of comments rolling through right now, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the right side of the page. Click on to it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Morning show with Tim Brown, afternoon show with Bradley Dean. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, same thing over there, and you will go ahead and see our social media platforms. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the establishment. Everybody's talking about the establishment as being the problem. I'm going to show you in just a moment how the good guys, as if to suggest, the right's any better than the left. You have to understand they're in it together. They always have been. And it's a system to divide the American people. Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself will not stand. It's interesting how they fight, but we lose, right? The good guy fights the bad guy. He never prosecutes them, mind you. He never prosecutes them. He never brings about justice. He just calls them names, and the people are entertained. Tain derived out of entertain means to stop from to entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, as long as your favorite politicians are entertaining you, you're losing your freedom. You see this? See how this works? That's exactly what's been going on in this country for a long time. For a long time. Are you tired of the establishment? Then quit trying to justify the unjustifiable, friends. Because everything that you have in front of your face right now is all a stage. And it's the same actors being called up to entertain the people over and over and over again. Nothing ever gets done. I can give you a prime example, and I'll come back to that in just a moment. Because I want to finish the point that I was making during the end of the last segment. And that point was my friend, he is my brother in Michigan. He's very involved as to what's taking place in this state. He has a great care that the right is done, not the wrong. And we were talking about the state of affairs in the United States, and he said, well, you know what? We're in a liberal state. And I just, all the while knowing that that was a lie, he was deceived by that. And I said to him, what do you mean you're a liberal state? I said, do you want me to believe And I asked, are you suggesting to me that everybody in the state actually voted in Gretchen Whitmer? When you all the well know who's supporting her, George Soros and his money, you're telling me that Gretchen Whitmer was voted in by the people. I said, I'm from Minnesota. I said, we're called a liberal state too. But I told them nothing could be further from the truth. I said, when you look at 99% of the counties in the state of Minnesota, if you want to get caught up into that little game of the right and the left and the red and the blue, which is all unconstitutional, let me make the point, because this point works for my point. It helps solidify my point. 99% of the state of Minnesota is red. Duluth, Minnesota is blue. On top of that, Minneapolis-St. Paul is blue. How is it that Duluth, Minneapolis, and St. Paul are those of the people that voted in the bad guys into office? And furthermore, let me ask you something. Even those that you call the left, even those that you call liberals, how many of them want their country destroyed? 1-866-582-9933. They want you to believe that there are people in this country that want our country destroyed. Now, I'm not talking about Antifa. They're all brown shirts. I'm not talking about all five members of BLM, which, by the way, one of the heads of the BLM is being charged with five felonies as we speak. But I told you this. They're all bought and paid for. They're paid provocateurs. They are the modern-day brown shirts that are bought and paid for by agencies within your government to create domestic insurrection. That's the establishment. How many people support that? But the mainstream media wants you to believe that everybody wants the bad politician in because everybody voted him in. Baloney. Garbage. Nobody that's an American wants this country destroyed. I said back to my friend in Michigan here, I said Gretchen Whitmer was not voted in. Oh, let me take it to California, talking about breaking up the establishment. Everybody in California, what do we think of when we hear of California, friends? Oh, California, man, they're just a liberal mess. Really? Liberal mess? Can I ask you something? Who in California is going to knowingly vote for a communist that's going to destroy their state? Cricket. I'm waiting for the phone calls. I'm exposing the mainstream media. I'm tearing down the false altars that have been put up, friends, that the American people have voted these people in because they haven't. Let me go back to California. If all those liberal people, those lawless lefties in California actually voted in Gavin Newsom, can I ask you the question why it is? That over 250,000 votes over the top of 1.5 million votes that came in to recall him came in. They didn't need the extra 250,000 votes, but why did they come in? I got a question for you. I thought all the liberal lefties in California voted in Gavin Newsom. Got a question for you, friend. Who told you that? Isn't it interesting on election day? Keep in mind, 94% of the people don't believe the media. But isn't it interesting on election day, friends? Isn't it interesting on election day, if you want to get the result of the election, you have to go back to the same mainstream media to get the result. You see how this works? It's called voter fraud.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, folks, I just want to kind of give you some information coming across the scroll right now, because we got lots of comments being made on one outlet right now. And one of them was, if Bradley ran for president, this came from Danielle. She said, if Bradley ran for president, we would have to get our most talented people to guard him and his family 24 hours. Danielle, thank you for your care and your concern, ma'am, but I trust the Lord. Matter of fact, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he meant just that. Don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for those that would dare touch his anointed. Am I saying that to be exclusive? Yes, I am. Because we are a peculiar people, we are kings, and we are priests in his son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for your care and for your concern. But what I want to tell you, friends, is I had on this scroll just a moment ago another one that said, even if Bradley ran for president, this came from Ricky, woe to him. Whoa. Hey, Ricky, give us a call. Clarify what you mean, please. I'd be just as critical about him if he stepped out of line. I would expect that you would, Ricky. I'd expect that you would. Hey, folks, you need to understand something, especially you, Ricky. Preachers live by the fire that they preach. We're tried by our message. And the fact of the matter is, I would expect nothing less than to keep my word if I was ever put into office. I can tell you it would never be by my will or by my hand to get me into office. But Ricky said, even if Bradley ran for president, woe to him, I'd be just as critical about him if he stepped out of line. The problem is people take things personal. It's not about love or hate of the person. It's just about love or for order and justice. Hey, Ricky, let me say something, clarify something very clearly here for you. If someone steps out of law to violate that law or steps out of line to violate that law, I'm here to tell you, brother, it's totally personal. It's totally personal, because every time there's an injustice that's committed, remember, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. I would expect you if I was to lie under oath and my sworn oath to uphold the law, if I violated that law in the smallest jot or tittle, I'd expect for you to impeach me. Article 2, Section 4. I would expect you and want you to prosecute me for my crimes, even if they be misdemeanors, as the Constitution requires. I do want to say this in response to your chair and your words, both Ricky and Danielle. I would be like that of Joshua. I'm sorry, not Joshua, but Josiah. When you go over to 2 Kings 22, it tells us, and Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Now listen to what happened when the king heard the law that was not known to the people during this time. And Shaphan, the scribe, came to the king and brought the king word again and said, thy servants had gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. It was the Torah, the law, what America is premised on today through the Mosaic Institution. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now, I'm going to end with this, but listen carefully. And it came to pass that when King Josiah had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and Jehoiakim the son of Shaphan and Achbor the son of Micaiah and Shaphan the scribe and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, for the people and for all Judea concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us. Why? Because they were transgressing his law. Okay? The wrath of God abode upon the children of Israel during this time, just the way it is on Americans today and all over the world concerning those that violate his law. What did Hilkiah do? I'm sorry, what did Josiah do? The same exact thing that I would do. I would enforce the law, whatever capacity I was ever to occupy. I personally, to get rid of the establishment, I would take the position and I would find out every single individual concerning the office that I was responsible for, that given to me in oversight. I would find out who's obeying the law. I would find out who's disobeying the law. And I would charge every single one of them for their crimes against the U.S. Constitution accordingly. I would make it illegal my first day to bring back the law that says thou shalt not kill. And if you dare kill a baby in the womb, it will be a life for a life. Because I don't want man's resolve. I want God's resolve. And if we take God's word for it, we won't have to settle for man's word for it. I would instantaneously drop the law on all sodomites, which, by the way, is a felony in every state in our country. I would clean out corruption concerning my occupancy and my responsibility instantaneously without a shadow of a doubt. And I'm responding to that concerning the comments that have been made, but also in response to my son saying, Dad, what would you ever do if you became the governor? I said I'd kick the hell out. And by the power of the Holy One of Israel, I would get the heaven in. That's what I would do. You want to know peace and righteousness, then you better understand law and judgment. And by the way, that law exposes the establishment and the commandments of men for what it is. And they are the very perpetrators of the very crimes and abuses that we suffer today. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. The Lord Jesus Christ said that turning away and throwing out God's law and making God's law void, you've taken on man's commandments. And guess what? You reap the curses accordingly. Read Jeremiah 17:9 when you get a moment. I want to say one more thing to Ricky, and I'm going to get back to my point, and I'll take this next phone call. If I was ever in office, I want you to listen carefully. I would never by my own hand bring me to that position. Those that want to be in office, they're called of the devil. I'll show you that in a moment. Those that don't want to be in office, they're called of God. And all those that are listening to me that are in the occupancy or incumbent in government capacity throughout the United States, I want you to understand something. You don't deceive the people. That's not how you serve them. When you deceive them, it means you're serving yourself. You're worse than Judas. You're next to Judas. Men follow courage. They don't follow titles. Men follow courage. They don't follow titles. They're sick and tired of you trying to keep up your reputation, which Jesus Christ himself didn't even make. Philippians 2. You seek out the approbation of men when instead you throw that concerning the approbation of men in the sight of God is an abomination. You do it because you have person's admiration in mind. You do it because you want to be known for what you do. It's about you, not about the Lord. If it was truly about the Lord, then you would serve the people. And the way that you serve the people is upholding the law. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 John 5:2. I'm sick and tired of politicians. And Ricky, I want to say one thing to you, my friend. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. And this is exactly what the American people have done. They've been desensitized by the establishment and the conservatives, the controlled opposition of the day, to go ahead and suffer the abuses, and you better not dare raise an arm or a hand, or you better not dare stand up and defy and resist the tyrants that are in rule today. Who said that, by the way? The quote that I just gave you. That was Patrick Henry. Y'all know him, right? Y'all know Patrick Henry, right? He was a son of liberty. And what did he do, friends? He was one of our sons of liberty. He was one of our forefathers. He's also the governor of Virginia, friends. Wait. I just want to make sure I said that right, because I've said that wrong one time in a church before. And I just want to make sure that I am right in saying Virginia, because I'm pretty sure that I was and am. Yes, he was. He was the first governor in Virginia. Just wanted to cross-check that while I was on the air, lest I make a mistake. I don't want to do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I need to get some videos into some audio here in just a moment, but what I want to do is I want to take this phone call right now. I actually got a couple of them. I'll first take Ricky from Virginia, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome to, what say you, my friend?
Well, I just wanted me to clarify what I was saying, Bradley. And first of all, you know,
if you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion plan, overturning a lower court's ruling that the constitutional amendment would wrongfully force lawmakers to set aside additional money. Democrat Representative David Tyson Smith.
You know, this is exciting. It's long overdue. I'm excited for the citizens of Missouri. I'm excited for the citizens of my district. This is definitely justice done. Unfortunately, it's taking so long for this to happen, but it's definitely the right decision.
Supreme Court judges wrote that the plan doesn't put limits on the legislature's budgeting powers. After a lengthy, closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. This is USA Radio News. President Biden was heckled by an audience member during an appearance in Virginia on Friday and stopped his speech to address the individual.
That's okay. Look, this is not a Trump rally. Let them holler. No one's paying attention.
Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat Biden was there to support, chuckled and clapped his hands in the background. It was unclear what the individual was yelling, but reporters on the scene suggested he was saying stop line 3 in reference to an Enbridge pipeline project. Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, just as cases across the country started to skyrocket, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to Give Me the Sons of Liberty. I want to take Ricky from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Ricky. Thank you for calling in. What say you, my friend?
Well, buddy, I just wanted to call in. You had asked me to clarify what I was talking about. First of all, I agree with pretty much, 99% of what you say. So much that I can't even think of anything to challenge you on. But what I was referring to on my comment was, that it wasn't anything against you or anything you say. It was just that anybody who holds office, we shouldn't trust, what they will do. We don't know what their pressures are, what they're being pushed to do. And we should, just hold everybody accountable, regardless of who they are or what they stand for or what we think they stand for.
Ricky, just for the record, I didn't take that as a threat towards me. I said, and I took the time to respond to it, in saying, uh-huh, I would expect you to do that because yes. So people can clarify in a simple way. If the president of the United States of America, let's just go back to the last administration, because this guy is a criminal. He belongs behind bars, to say the least. I'm not even going to acknowledge him in the sense that he's anybody's president. Okay. But let's go mm-hmm. back to the last administration. People would say to me all the time, do you hate Trump? No. He's lying to you. I would just simply bring in the rule of law and show you that what he's saying and what he's doing is not the truth, and it's not lawful. It's illegal. But I also said that if he does the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand with him. Well, I would expect the same thing with me. If I was to do something wrong, or illegal, let me say it with lawful terms, I would expect someone to stand against me. And it's like this. If people would understand what I just said, rather than say, well, you just hate Trump. No, I don't. I hate liars. And Donald Trump is a liar. And if he lies, I want you to know that he's lying. And the fact of the matter is, if I was in occupancy, if I was incumbent, I would expect matter of fact, I would even encourage anybody and everybody to hold me accountable, because that's exactly what everybody in office should expect. So I didn't take it in any way other than the way that you said it, in the sense of, you know what? I'm glad, Ricky, you are saying what you're saying. And I did want you to clarify, and I appreciate you, my friend, for calling in and doing just that.
Yeah, I just, you know, just for anybody listening, you know, I just wanted them to be, you know, to understand what was meant by that. You know, when they attack on you, because I know you have fans and everything. I'm one of them. You know, I'm just like you. I don't have the platform you do, but I go around trying to educate people on the same things. I get the same thing. I'm always attacked for hating Trump when it's not hate for him. It's just trying to call out his fallacies, you know. And, you know,
exactly.
I just think people need to wake up and start putting our principles first. You know, you can't, you know, we sit there and we talk about God. We talk about his commandments. We don't talk about, you know, which pastor is better than the other and everything. We talk about the word. So, you know, that's
amen.
What it's all about to me. So that's all I was trying to clarify.
Well, big high five to you, Ricky. I totally appreciate it. I've got another one calling in from Minnesota named Jeremy. Jeremy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello. Thank you once again, Mr. Dean. These television programs and radio programs that are apparently mostly supportive of Republican conservative ideas seem to be mostly a distraction, presenting the illusion that those in power among conservatives and Republicans are fighting back against these communists, otherwise known as Democrats, liberals and leftists, while yet they're just mostly bickering and complaining and accusing. The only problem is it is Satan who accuses, and it's God who brings judgment. We need to follow God's example and God's image and bring judgment among these criminals such as Anthony Fauci. And I'm thinking in large part of Fox News. You know, they talk their big game and then they say,
yeah.
Oh, enough of that. Let's go. What's on the barbecue? Let's go outside and take a look. And then also in regard to this fake vaccine, I call it a fake vaccine because from what I've been hearing, it's not an actual vaccine. It's a fake vaccine. Again, mostly with Fox News, they try. You know, they're saying, you know, they'll say there shouldn't be a vaccine mandate, but then they say, well, you should take the vaccine. Well, excuse me, the person that should be telling me whether or not I should take any vaccine is my doctor. And all these media types think that they're, you know, medical experts and telling us that we should take this vaccine. And it's like they're trying to assist. They're trying to help impose a soft tyranny on us. I know you've mentioned
that's
stuff
exactly
like that
right.
before. Yeah,
that's
soft
exactly
tyranny
right.
really is the same as tyranny. It's just an early stage of tyranny. They're trying to condition. It's like they're trying to condition us to be more accepting of full tyranny.
That's exactly what they're doing. You're exactly right. That's what. By the way, Fox News is one of those corporations that's owned by the six corporations worldwide. If you think Fox News, and I'm speaking to the others right now, Jeremy, if you think Fox News is any different than MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, you better think again. It's all coming from the same source. Fox News is guilty, not so much for what they say all the time, but for what they don't say. And what Jeremy just said just now, friends, is exactly right. But I want to clarify this. Soft tyranny is tyranny. Soft tyranny becomes hard tyranny. This is the same face, just different actions. And they're trying to pull down your defenses. And going back to what you just said about the vaccination, the experimental injection, I'm going to show you a couple things online right now, Jeremy, if you're on social media platforms, and the people that have been dying from it, what they mean to withhold you. And I also want to show you concerning the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of these good guys that are turning on their own people. So I want to get to that in just a moment, if you don't mind. And Jeremy, I also want to say one more thing, and I'll let you have the last word. It's not even for your doctor to tell you that you need to take that vaccination. It's up to you to take it or reject it. It's not for them. There is no law that gives them authority, because we never delegated that authority to our employees ever to mandate something jammed into my arm to poison my blood. And it violates everything to do with Scripture. If God created me, he can heal me. And the fact of the matter is where we're at today, it's a plandemic. It's not a pandemic. This is a criminal conspiracy on a global basis, which I'm about to show you in just a moment as well. I'll give you the last word, Jeremy.
Yeah, I just want to say, these, like I said, the Fox News and those conservative types of programs, they're trying to make it look like they're fighting back against tyranny when really they're conditioning us into it slowly, gradually, just bit by bit.
That's right. That's exactly what they're doing. So I appreciate your call. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something. You just heard. I want to show you two things here. In Minnesota, look at this, on social media platforms, in Minnesota, a woman, listen carefully to me, friends, a woman in Minnesota, she's a missionary, she's a Baptist, she just lost both legs and both hands following her second Pfizer COVID-19 shot. If you're on social media platforms, this is what all these criminals that are allied, Isaiah 28, verse 18, are trying to convince you that you need to take this. In spite of, let's go over to Europe for a moment, in spite of the 17,503 people that have been killed by the vaccination. Did you hear what I said? A woman in Minnesota, after taking her second Pfizer COVID-19 shot, it's not a vaccination, it's an experimental injection. She lost both of her legs and both of her hands. And what do you hear through the mainstream media? What do you hear through the good guys? Oh, just hang on a second. Let me bring you to my next point, showing you the establishment that everybody's sick and tired of. Who's telling you to take your shots, friends? All of them are. Is there any difference? How come there's no objections to these vaccinations concerning governors throughout the United States of America? Not a one. Not a one. Why is the federal government's all unified on this? How come state governments are all unified on this? Because they're gaining from this. You understand? Republican governors join Joe Biden and the CDC in blaming the unvaccinated for alleged new COVID hospitalizations. Isn't it funny, friends, and I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. Doesn't anybody think it's rather odd that we just heard criminal, treasonous Joe Biden just talking about how effective the vaccinations are and work? And then on the other hand, the next propaganda hit piece is how the virus has been embellished mysteriously now three times of what it was recently because of the unvaccinated. Let me give you a little history. Adolf Hitler did the same exact thing. What do you think the 80 million people did to those Jews and those gypsies and those dissidents? Adolf Hitler convinced them, remember the move was for your safety. Remember what he did is when he came out with four-year safety, that was the last stand the people in Germany could take to stand against Adolf Hitler and his criminal Third Reich. You know what he did? He convinced 80 million people, the Jews, the gypsies, and the dissidents, were what? They were diseased. We need to get rid of them. Can I ask you a question, friends? What's happening right here? Your said representatives, namely the Republicans, the good guys, just to show you what the establishment looks like, friends, that there's no difference between what you call the left and the right. Now they're all joined together at the hip with treasonous Joe Biden and the corrupt CDC in blaming the unvaccinated, which is easily, hands down, a majority of the American people, for alleged new COVID hospitalizations. See, what these dummies don't understand is on this show, we have direct contact to the hospitals, to the attorneys, to the nurses, and to the doctors. And what you're being told through the mainstream media is nothing but propaganda. We're going to come right back. I'm going to show you some audio video. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty SportsPage.com, top left page, my friend Michael Roach's page. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I've got a lot to dump on you in the last segment here, so I want to get going. One of the things that I just highlighted a moment ago, friends, was there was no difference between what you call the right and the left. I want you to listen again, because I've shared this several times, but John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, "There is nothing which I dread so much as the division of our republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders the way you see today, and concerting measures in opposition to get to each other." That's what you're seeing today. John Adams warned long ago, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." Okay? Now, I want to go over here, and I want you to see this, friends. I want you to see this. Rick DeSantis is showing you who he is, and he's been doing it for quite some time now. And I'm here to tell you that he is an enemy to the people of this country. Health Impact News just reported Republican governors joined Biden and the CDC in blaming unvaccinated for alleged new COVID hospitalizations. Now, I want you to listen to something, because this is what The Guardian just reported. The Republican governor of Alabama has said it is time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks. Why? Because they didn't get the number of people vaccinated. And remember how many times I shared with you, friends, that they lost the narrative long ago? Hang on a second. She's going to blow out the truth in her confusion in just one second. This Republican governor of Alabama said it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks for the rising cases of COVID-19. It does not exist. Amid concern that months of misinformation over the need and efficacy of vaccines is fueling a resurgence of coronavirus infections in several states, Kay Ivey said that vaccines are the greatest weapon we have to fight COVID. Now, you remember what I just showed you a moment, friends. This woman just lost both of her hands and her leg from her second Pfizer shot. What are they telling you? Now, let me go over to that of Rick DeSantis. Rick DeSantis, Florida governor, said that COVID-19 vaccines are saving lives. This is Newsweek. He said if you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chances of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. He is lying to you. He is a conspirator. He is a criminal in this conspiracy. Isaiah 28, verse 18, Jeremiah 11, 9. He said, if you look at the people being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or vaccinated. I'm here to tell you, friends, there's not those people in the hospital at the number that they say that there are. Not even close. Here's the other thing. Notice what the governor, the Republican governor of Alabama said. Only about a third of people in Alabama have gotten a vaccine. You hear what she said? She said only a third of the people in Alabama got the shot. Hey, folks, they can't get their numbers straight, can they? Nope. See, the problem with liars is they got to remember the last lie and then the lie before that. You got to consider the fact, friends, there's no truth in these people. They're the children of their father, the devil. They're deceivers. Ephesians 4:14, they're cunning. These people are dangerous, to say the least. We need to start listening to doctors like David C. Martin, like Sherry Tenpenny, and the list goes on and on. Oh, and by the way, we're talking about the establishment that everybody says they're sick and tired of. Here, I wanted to show you this really quick, and I want you to pay careful attention, forgive me. But this is Joe Biden now being mocked by the Australian government. I'm sorry, the media. Okay, listen to this. Oh, sorry.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Yeah, that's not true. That's not some challenge. And then this now incoherent rambling about men on the moon and aliens. Listen to this embarrassing diatribe.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you see, no, it works. Or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or whatever. No, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, or whether those aliens are here or not. You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
Man on the moon, something. What the hell has this got to do about anything? This is a town hall meeting. The left's unchallenged in his rambling. Listen to this. He actually tries to explain what the question is and then makes an appalling mess of answering his own question.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, or excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Oh, for God's sake. This virus is, in fact, it's going to be, we know why all the drugs are temporarily approved, but permanently approved. I mean, listen to this again. The President of the United States at a town hall meeting, and someone doesn't say, get off the stage, you're embarrassing the free world.
Do you hear what he said? Get off the stage, you're embarrassing the free world. Americans, you're allowing this criminal that the world knows is a traitor to mankind to be your representative. You're being laughed at by media across the globe. I want to show you in an encouraging word before we end the show today. Tim Brown just sent this over to me right before the show, and I'm looking to pull it up right now, and I want you to see what, in fact, is happening all across the world right now. again, I've highlighted this over and over and over again, but I want you to see this again. Okay, I'm going to show you what's happening in England right now in defiance to tyranny. This is England. I'm going to shut off. I'm going to shut off the sound, and I want you to see this, friends. This is what's happening in that of England. Okay? This is England right now. Even if you don't see the video, you can see the pictures. I don't know what's going on with it right now, but it's froze up on me. I'm going to go ahead and refresh that page, and I'm going to pull it up, and now you can see it. Here it comes. Okay? This is England. Okay? This is what's happening in England right now. This is what the mainstream media is censoring Americans. They're up in arms towards the tyrants and defying their lockdowns. They're exposing this pandemic for what it is. How is it that the American people haven't quite caught on? Here's Paris for you. Thank you, Brother Tim, show host from the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. Here is that of Paris right now. Why is it that you're not hearing this on the news, friends? The mainstream media is covering it up. Nope, they want you to believe everybody's running to get the vaccinations, which I told you they lost the narrative a long time ago. Hey, folks, the same thing in Israel, the same thing in France, the same thing in Germany. Look at Portugal, friends. Look what's happening. Did you hear about this in the mainstream media? Did the mainstream media report to you, friends, that millions of people in some cases, like in Romania, are gathering in the street and demanding that their government stand down for this criminal conspiracy that's taking place on a global basis? And yet, what do you hear, friends? Oh, the state-controlled media in Texas wants to tell you that, well, since France's prime minister told the people in France that, if you don't have your vaccination, you're not buying or selling, as if to suggest our rights come from these criminals, that everybody's running to get their vaccinations. Is that what you're seeing right now, those on social media platforms? And meanwhile, in America, everybody's on vacation. What are they doing? They're praising Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccination, who's bumping the stump along with his daughter, trying to make sure everybody gets the shot. And what are the people in America doing? They're praising their idol, and they still haven't quite figured out that Donald Trump is the one that opened the curtain concerning this medical tyranny that's happening all across the globe right now. Shame on you, America. It's called idolatry, friends. It's called idolatry. Did you hear about this, friends? I spent much time this week showing you other pictures of other countries. Did you know that in Australia, the people are taking to the streets in the hundreds of thousands in protest and defying government for what you're tolerating, America? You should be embarrassed for what you tolerate. You should be ashamed of what you have today. Freedom was given to do what you ought to do, not what you want to do. Hey, Americans, did you hear about what's going on in Israel right now? 75% of the people said they're not taking the vaccine. Why? They called it a vaccine holocaust. Americans, this is the establishment that you got to break out of, and only you can do it. Love you by what we do. See ya.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.